The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It took a while, but Congress is finally cooperating on a health care plan. More after this. There was more bad news this week about the Phoenix VA hospital. The agency's acting secretary said an additional 18 veterans in the Phoenix area, whose names were kept off an official electronic Veterans Administration appointment list, have died. They were among 1,700 veterans identified in a report last week by the VA as being at risk of being lost or forgotten. And there are indications the waiting list problem isn't just limited to Phoenix. But if there's a silver lining in this scandal, it's this.
This isn't a scheduling problem. These are systemic problems that need to be addressed.
Republican Senator John McCain.
There are areas of the country where we simply do not have the doctors and the other staff.
And Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders agreeing on something. McCain and Sanders have agreed on a compromise Senate bill to fix problems with the VA medical system. The biggest change is if the VA doesn't have the staff to provide timely treatment, veterans will get another option.
If there's a wait time which is unacceptable, then they should be able to go to the health care provider right near their home.
If you are 40 miles or further away from a VA health care facility, you will be able to go to the doctor of your choice.
That sounds like agreement to me. The bill also provides funding for new or upgraded VA facilities in 18 states.
If you don't have the primary care physicians, they are not going to get the care that they need.
And the VA would have more authority to fire incompetent or dishonest employees. It doesn't completely fix the Veterans Administration, but it does demonstrate one thing about Congress. When a scandal is sufficiently embarrassing,
we were able to come together.
They can figure out ways to compromise after all. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.